Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem, Shalom Bayis, Shir number 479. We are in the book called Pure Oneness or Matayru Oyalecha by Rav Aaron Cohn. We're discussing the mitzvah of Aina. There's a section here called Aina, a deep satisfaction. And this is towards the end of his discussion on this particular subject of Aina, although it does extend into later chapters where he talks about affection and desire, and we're going to get into that as well. But here, we will talk again about the concept of the mitzvah of Aina, that very often marital relations is compared to lechem, bread. What is the connection of bread with a couple's physical relationship? And Rabbi Yaakov Emden says a beautiful answer. He says the following: bread is the general term for food. And just like food, we consume. And what does it do? It links the spiritual neshama to the physicality of the human body. Food is critical for our survival. And just like we must be sure that we're properly nourished, that we eat healthy and balanced diets, and overeating is a danger, and undereating is also a danger, so too with the mitzvah of Aina, both men and women have an innate need for love and connection. The sexual physical union is important, extremely crucial in life and in marriage, and like bread, it's crucial to our survival. Just like with food, we need to balance our physical relation, not to overindulge and not to starve ourselves. The same applies with the sexual aspects, not to overindulge, but not to starve ourselves. I think this is in the Musaf of Shabbos. It's misspelled, but that's what he says here. The Halacha Mashehu Oichel in Bereishis, he says, Kacha Be'ila Hahaguna, if you do the proper physical relation, the Yavet says, it's a pleasure and it's a benefit both for the body and for the soul. And he brings the Marmokim a Kliyoker and Bereishis. Just like bread satiates the living beings beyond everything else, if you have permitted sexual acts with your wife, with your husband, it satisfies that aver, as opposed to the bias isurim that are not masbias. So in other words, when the Chazal say that there's an aver katan, there's a small aver, it's referring to the sexual organ, that if you overindulge, it'll get more hungry and it'll become overindulgence and it's a problem. But if you hunger it and hold back, it will create a satisfaction in your life. This applies regarding to making sure that all your acts are beheter, the permitted acts with your wife. And if you go beyond that, it will be a problem. But with your own wife, in the right measure, obviously there's something called overindulgence that you have to be careful from or going beyond the other way. But generally speaking, if there's a normal, consistent marital life in this area, it will not come to becoming more unhealthy and spreading in the wrong direction. So that's very, very important. The problem is that with Aina comes an emotional feeling, and many of us, both men and women, have a tendency to hide these feelings. But we cannot hide these feelings, not from our own wives and husbands. The love and connection is important, a key important point and factor to be able to function healthily, to experience spiritual fulfillment, to run a happy and healthy home. With his love in the home, the atmosphere is serene, and parents could be mechanech their children with a feeling of compassion. And this is the goal of Mitzvah Aina. The goal of Mitzvah Aina is not just the physical pleasure that one gives to the other, but it's to awaken and reinforce positive feelings between a husband and a wife. Marital relations is the language of the body, and that needs to be expressed. That's why you can't underestimate the importance of the sexual aspects in a marriage. But at the same time, it's not just physical. It's not just the language of the body. They express and inspire the emotional connection of the soul together with it. Aina goes together with share and ksus, the two other basic concepts of necessity, food and clothing. Because just like you can't function without food and without clothing, you can't function without love and connection. And that's where Aina comes in. It's hand in hand. It's just as vital. You're going to tell me without food you'll mamish die, but without Aina you won't necessarily die physically. That's true. Without clothing in the wintertime, you won't survive. You'll die from hyperexposure in cold climates. While Aina, you could live, true, but you can't really. Emotionally, in a marriage, you really, and for maintaining health, you need this. This is what the Ramah says, the connectivity of the soul and the body going hand in hand. This is unlike other schools of thought or sometimes in the Muslim movement where it has its uses to say that the body and soul are mutually exclusive from one another. When the body goes up, the soul goes down. When the soul goes up, the body goes down, and there are enemies that fight. And each one, only one can rule and the other one is subservient, and that's just the way it is. But there's a deeper approach that the Ramah hints to, the Hasidus emphasizes, Asher Yotzar Bracha, Umafli Lasais, the famous Ramah in Eirech Chaim Simin Vav Sif Aleph. It's just, and Asher Yotzar, he talks about Mafli Lasais, it's wondrous, he acts wondrously. What does it mean that Hashem does this? It's Sheshomer Ruach Adam Bekirboi, he protects the spirit of a person within him, even though he has holes where the soul could come out, but it stays in. And here is the Ramah's key words, the Kosher Dava Ruchni B'Dava Gashmi. He connects a spiritual concept into something physical. He connects a spiritual thing with a physical body. In Aina, it's connecting the emotional, spiritual, deep connection in the soul and in your emotions and expressing it physically. The relationship between husband and wife is primarily an emotional one. Aina, a big chelik of Aina, is the emotional connection. But Hashem designed it in a wondrous way, which we just said, Kosher Dava Ruchni, connects the spirit of the spirituality and emotion and feeling, B'Dava Gashmi, to the physical action of Aina to complete and achieve unity. That physical action brings light to the feeling that is hidden in the heart. The heart cannot speak, and you need the external action. The actual chibuk v'nishik, the hugging, the kissing, the embracing, the arousal of desire opens up the heart and allows the emotions to flow through. That is the purpose. That is part of Hashem's plan. Hashem placed these needs in both men and women. Hashem placed these sexual desires in both men and women, not just to allow us to procreate, but as a mechanism to have a husband and wife be together and bond for happy many years to come. That is Hashem's design. That is Ratzon Hashem. So to review what we discussed in the Shiurim thus far as a brief summary, he calls it a chapter recap, but it's very, very important aside here. So we're going to say it. Number one, Mitzvah Aina is a natural mitzvah, part of natural creation, even before the Torah was given to the Jewish people. Although it seems that the connection to the feelings of affection for one's spouse is common sense, but it's a Torah source, it's a very deep thing, and it's a Ratzon Hashem. Mitzvah Aina is an act of love. An established affectionate relationship between a husband and wife is prerequisite, required to the to the performance of the mitzvah of Aina. The mitzvah is as a sign to demonstrate already a pre-existing love that exists between the spouses. It's an act of peace. Aina is shalom. It brings a husband and wife close to one another. It fills the home with peace. And Aina, the sexual connection, could be a catalyst to trigger a deep-rooted shalom bias. Like Rav Henkin used to say, that the sheirish of many divorces is when the bedroom areas are not kaseder. And when they are, it's the sheirish of peace. It's an act of simcha. Aina is an act of simcha, inherently. It's not spontaneous, not a single second. It works. It's a work in progress. You work it through the bringing a priority in a home of simcha in the home, in all aspects of the home, and you bring that simcha into the bedroom. Mitzvah's Aina is an act of pleasure. Just like one enjoys learning Torah and experiences happiness from learning Torah or from putting on talis and tefillin, or by women, hafrashas challah should give you simcha, hadlakas ner shabbos should give you simcha, keeping all the mitzvah should keep you simcha, so to take pleasure in the mitzvah of Aina. Enjoy it physically, enjoy it emotionally, enjoy it spiritually. But yes, enjoy it physically too. It serves as a means for a couple to reach a higher level of closeness. And it's appropriate to thank Hashem for this pleasure. You don't make a bracha as an official thing. Some people before intimate relations make a bracha shakani abdivara to drink water and have in mind that hakaras atayiv. That's what's to take place now. You could say thank you Hashem for allowing us to be together. By the way, that's an important yesod. A husband and wife both. They should, we talked about whether they thank each other, but in a normal, healthy way, that they appreciate what they did for each other in the physical union. And they say thank you to each other. They're grateful to each other for being the vehicle of giving each other pleasure and warmth and affection. And the hakaras hatayiv between the both of them should grow by them providing this for each other. But then you turn to Hashem and say, thank you, Hashem. Thank you, I have a husband that is with me, that could hold me, that sleeps with me, that provides for me sexual pleasure and helps me feel safe and loved and protected. And you thank your Hashem for your wife that is with you and comforts you and gives you sexual pleasure and is willing to be with you openly and happily. And you thank Hashem for it. You thank Hashem and you thank your spouse. And what we learned today, that the Torah calls this union bread, because just as we need food to keep our souls in the body, so do we need the physical action of Aina to keep the emotional bond strong and to keep the spiritual bond strong between a husband and a wife. Bracha v'atzlacha.